We're back.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, Dan?
You know, I think I said I was going to post something on Twitter, and I think I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a post on the Twitter, or the X.
on the X?
since, like, the final of the split.
I'm pretty sure there's something wrong with me.
And me. I mean, it's been about 4-5 months, something like 3 months. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of suck.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't tweet. I don't either.
Yeah. But
I mean, I just need to. I feel like, you know, we got it. We should probably do it.
Yeah. We'll get there eventually, I think. I think maybe.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I did say I think, so I guess I kind of have to be about it, you know? I think we'll get there.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's that.
All right, well.
That was a good episode.
We think.
Barely.
Uh-huh.
While I'm thinking of it, follow us on X slash Twitter. I'm thinking. At Losers Q Pod on X slash Twitter. And,
mm-hmm.
Losers Q on Spotify. I haven't done this in forever. I just don't even remember what we talk about. MySpace, Losers Q. Yeah, I'm scared. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Apple Music, album eventually. I should stop saying soon because soon like implies soon, but it's like.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Fair. Album soon.
Album soon.
And then what else? Send us album some sads, soon. Bads, glads, bads. To losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, album soon.
Yep, album soon. I think that's all I have to say.
All right, that's it. We've ended the podcast twice already.
Wow. One of these times it'll actually just end right at the beginning.
We should definitely do that once.
5-minute episode. It's a mini podcast.
That'd be kind of funny.
It would be kind of funny. And like actually upload it.
All right.
What's stopping us from doing that, honestly?
I don't know.
Nothing. There's nothing.
I guess that's nothing.
Nothing.
All right, Matt.
All right, Danny.
Okay. Summer split.
Summer
LEC.
Split.
Yes. All pro. Who is it?
Oh, fuck. Okay, hang on. I got to look at the teams because. First of all, I wasn't ready for this.
I know. No, I know. Yeah.
All right. It's in the top lane. Fuck, you know, I thought I had it. All right, I'm going to go with Oduwamne. Don't say anything. And then jungler, Yike. Mid lane. Caps. AD carry. Hansama support. I want to say it's probably just Mickey. I'm going with Mickey.
Okay.
That's it.
It's just G2.
It's just G2. Okay, I was very close. I picked all of G2 except their top laner, which I still stand behind, by the way. I think Oduwamne's had a pretty good split.
Yeah. I think that should it should probably be him.
That's funny that it is just entirely G2. That's why so I kind of went with all of G2.
Yeah.
So I had a pretty good thing going, though. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I guess I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
You know.
I couldn't really think of any other players that have stood out besides the ones on Gamers 2.
Did you hear about this with T1, though, Matt?
They died. They got it.
I mean, that's not too far from what I'm about to say.
Oh, no. What happened?
I guess police are stationed outside of T1 HQ because there's been a lot of threats made to kill Faker.
Is that happening now? Because I remember hearing something about that happening a little while ago.
It was
Is this old
9
news?
Days ago.
Okay, it's old news. Yeah. That's about when it that's about when it was going down.
Yeah. That's kind of, you know, kind of funny though.
It is kind of okay.
That you said that and then
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were actually threats made against Faker's life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's the first time that that's happened, though. These T1 fans, especially the ones, like,
they're kind of in region, nuts.
They're crazy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think it's that serious, you know? But uh-huh. They do. It's kind of shocking that they're willing to kill the player they love so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because why did they even want to kill him? They won. They were winning.
I know. Like, hey, come on, it's fine, yo. We're winning.
Was it after they lost to Gen G in round 3?
They must have been.
Like, how dare you lose? How dare you go the distance with one of the best teams in the LCK and lose? I'm going to kill your best player.
Uh-huh.
Imagine if that happened in, like, basketball when Michael uh-huh. Jordan played. Like, the Bulls lost, and they're like, I'm going to kill him.
Uh-huh.
Like, no.
Yeah, no. That's
Instead, they just killed his dad.
Jesus.
That's not true. The fans didn't kill his dad. The bookie he owed money to killed his dad.
Jesus. Well.
Anyways.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I don't know either.
We're just saying words at this point. What a podcast is.
Yeah, I mean,
we're nuts.
The fuck, we're insane.
We're doing podcasts.
League of Legends.
I
guess we could. Did we already go over the All Pro for LCS? Did they already do that?
I don't think so.
Have they done it?
I don't. Think so.
Okay.
Let me check out the website formerly known as Twitter.
Formerly known as Twitter, yeah. Is it still Twitter on your phone? Because it's still Twitter on my phone.
It's not. It's been updated.
Mine has not been updated.
I'm
still a tweeter for now.
Not
an Xer yet.
Yeah, I don't see it, so I'm gonna have to say no.
Nothing yet.
Yeah, I usually see it because I always got it fucking ready for you.
True.
And I do not have this ready for you.
Did we talk about who the Summer Split MVP was? We do have that. I have that in front of me right now. Do you want to guess who it is?
What is it? The MVP?
Yes, the Split MVP. Summer Split MVP.
Oh, I already saw it.
Oh.
It was JoJo.
It was JoJo Piyun.
Piyun. All right. Well, I win. So.
Yep.
Let's end it here. All right. Thanks, everybody.
The third ending. Right in the middle of it too. That's crazy.
Uh huh. That's gonna be the theme of the episode. We're just gonna.
It's just gonna constantly end. You're never gonna know when the real one happens, except for when the audio stops.
Yeah. Then you'll know when it ends.
Yeah.
I gotta blow my nose. I'm not muting.
That's all right. Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm not editing that out either.
I didn't want you to.
Okay. I was just clarifying.
I could have muted and, you know, you could edit it, but we're not.
It's so... All right.
Are we going to do top five today?
I mean, we could. We could do like a top five, I don't know, the top mm-hmm. five something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't see why not.
Uh-huh.
What if we did like a top five casters?
Casters.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay, we'll get to that later. Did we already do that?
No.
You sure? See, now I'm kind of unsure if we did that or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
no,
did.
No, we definitely
or...
haven't. Okay. We definitely all haven't right, done all
right,
it.
All right. We'll plan on that then. In the meantime,
should we do it now?
I mean, what better time than right now? Honestly, there is no time like the present.
None. Zero time.
Number five. For me, I'm going to go with, I have to remember all their names. Give me a sec.
I was going to say, we started this and now I'm like,
I'm choking. Ah! I'm gonna go literally with Jat. I think he provides a lot of good insight, and he's a solid caster. There it is. There's my reason. There it is. I've done it.
All right. My number five. Ah, shit. I'm pulling them all up.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I think that's what I'm gonna do as well.
Is all of them? I think I've got them. I do have them. Wow. All right, let me see. When was this posted?
You're really holding
7
it down,
months
Nick.
Ago.
Come on, brother.
Sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I found something from 7 months ago. There they are. I found them.
That's okay.
Those fuckers.
Okay.
Let me see, and then I have to do.
This one's got a lot of. This episode's gonna have a lot of just dead air. Oh,
nah, it's
Windows
fine.
Noise.
Fuck
we've
it.
We've got the Windows noise filling it in.
I didn't hear it, so I don't know if that's real.
Yeah, no, it is real. The listener will hear it. When you hear the Windows noise, I want you to scream as loud as you can. whoever hears it. Not you.
All right, fuck. I'm gonna do my number five is Hysterics. He's LPL English caster. he always hypes things up. Like he always gets things going.
Is that the dude I'm thinking of? The dude who's like he yells a lot.
Yeah, he definitely yells a lot.
Yeah. That's okay. I think he's alright too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with my number four is going to be, hang on, checking. I lost the thing that I had.
Uh-huh. It's gone?
It's gone. They have got me. They got me.
Matt lost.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Valdez. I think he's one of the better casters. I think pretty much anyone from LCK has,
yeah,
like,
they're kind
of they provide like the most insight of like any.
They're
kind of
fucking nuts.
they kind of tell you like everything that should be happening, and usually mm-hmm. they're right.
Yeah.
Valdez is all just right. Number four on the list because the other ones are probably ahead of him.
I'm gonna go Lyric for number four for me because I think he provides kind of the same thing as he gives a lot of insight and. You know, his voice isn't awful to listen to, so you know that I think that's a pretty important part of a caster.
True. Their voice not being annoying makes the difference.
True.
All right, my number three. Atlas. I think he's pretty great. I'm probably just gonna go like mostly LCK people. Honestly, I think that their cast is like the best.
Yeah.
I don't think that they have been matched yet. Honestly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He moves the needle. He's good. They're all good. Honestly, I'm gonna say the same thing about every single one of them. So I'm just gonna say their names and then we're gonna move on. So your turn, Dave.
All right. My number three, I'm going to go Captain Flowers because he always just, like, brings the fucking heat. He doesn't usually give the best insight to the game, but as far as hyping things up and making things fun, he's pretty good at that. And he has some pretty good analogies and metaphors, so.
Yeah, he was going to be my number two the entire time because he is honestly the best play-by-play like caster I think in all of League of Legends. Mm-hmm. He's got like that rapid fire like kind of just delivery with everything he says, and it always comes out like audible. Like, you can actually hear what he's saying, usually.
Yes. yes.
So, it's like, yeah, he's the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Well, second best.
He said, yeah. Almost. Second GOAT.
Second GOAT.
All right, my number two is going to be, I'm in between two right now, and it's tough. I'm gonna go Azale.
Okay.
I think he gives some pretty good insight for the LCS. I think he's probably the one who gives the most insight. I think Jett probably has a is probably a close second. Maybe Raz sure. too. But I like hearing Azale's voice the most, and he's a literal world champion, and I met him, so you know.
Fair. My number one, I'm gonna go with Woof. I feel like
Woof.
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 He's been like the LCK caster for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to respect the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he really has been on there for a long time.
Since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
12 years, bro. This guy's a veteran.
Jesus.
Every sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. That's my five.
Wowee.
Who's your number one, Dan?
I think I'm going to have to go with Cadrill.
Really?
He's, I feel like he breaks everything down that's happening into a game. So that I think most people can understand it. And I think he has probably almost the most insight out of all the casters I've watched and heard. That's what I'm going to go with.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to say this, since I'm now kind of thinking we did in fact do this about a year ago.
No shot.
So if we did... I'm sorry, but this is now the updated version of that.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em. Anyways, yeah, that's the top five. We kind of just had to do one on the fly. That's how they've been lately. And that's okay.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em. Games. What'd you watch, Dan?
I watched a bunch last night.
Oh.
We are deep in the playoffs run for, LCK, LEC, and LCS. So I'm going to go ahead and start with, LCS.
Yeah.
So I caught NRG versus TL.
Same.
This was a great fucking series, I thought.
I agree.
Game one, NRG win this. I feel like they just team fight better than TL. And that's what you know kind of gets them the win. Game two, NRG, they are fighting and winning while they are 5K down from a huge deficit.
Yep.
But Yeon is too strong on this Draven. I always like to see. You know, the willingness to fight, no matter how you know, far down you think you are.
Yep.
Yeah.
And NRG has, well, like most of the NRG team that's playing right now has always been like that kind of play style, like Contract, Palafox, and Doklo. They've always kind of just been like down to fight. So,
yeah.
And it's paying off.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Game three, NRG early game is, It feels like it's been pretty good, for the most part. And NRG are at Soul Point at 18 minutes. They kind of smoke them this game because Palafox and Dokla, they are the carries.
Yep. They when Palafox gets to carry, he's actually pretty nuts. And he was on the Tristana this game, and I feel like that's just one of his best champs. It has been this entire summer split for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, letting him do that kind of crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Considering they NRG was the team banning it most of, like, the first two games. And mm-hmm. I think that was smart because APA is, like, kind of, like, limited champion pool, at least in my mm-hmm. opinion. He's on Nico, like, every game in this series mm-hmm. except for one. And he also did not look very good on the Nico.
No.
During, like, a couple of plays. So I think they were very smart in putting him on this. Mm-hmm. Kind of, like, play Nico or prove it that you're better on something else.
Yeah. Let's see. Game four, TL kind of just smoke him here. NRG are down 6K at 14 minutes, 10K literally 3 minutes later. And it's kind of fucking...
That was the game that TL won at like 19 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it was it was very quick.
Yeah, this was a stomp. This was mm-hmm. like the most dominant LCS win I've ever seen.
yeah, I would agree with that. And then game five, feels like NRG control most of the game, but they almost throw it a couple times.
They definitely did. I think it maybe seemed worse than it actually was, though. Like, even in times where they were, like, it kind of looked like they were trying to lose, I don't think we're ever in that losing of a position. Like, I don't know. Yeon on the Zeri is not the same as someone like Paze on the Zeri.
Mm-hmm.
Summit was kind of sprinting it on Gnar the entire game.
That's really what it felt like.
This is, like, kind of how it's always gone with Summit, where, like, mm-hmm. if a team figures out that if you just punish him, and he doesn't just get to have lane dominance, which he got ganked like five times in mm-hmm. the early game. He's basically a non-factor the entire mm-hmm. game, and he was, he looked real bad in this game.
Yeah, he looked pretty stinky.
APA
for a couple
was
of games.
Fucking Xerath this game because I guess they wanted to show them that he can play something besides Nico. I guess, which he can hardly even play. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. And it looks like Tristana got banned this game by TL, so. Mm-hmm. I guess you kind of punish yourself in this one. I don't know.
Yeah, the double ADC meta is kind of fucking crazy with Tristana. Tristana has been kind of fucking nuts because it's like, oh no, my bot lane got stomped. That's right, my mid went even, and now it's like whatever.
Yep. She also just obliterates turrets, so she just creates so much side lane pressure. It's pretty disgusting.
Her E also just gives her like. If you need to get prio for, any neutral objective, she makes it really easy to do that. So, I think the champ is pretty friggin' good right now. Yeah.
Total package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. One thing about this is, the fraud FBI felt like he was very quiet in this entire series. It really felt like, the carries were always...
It was always like Kyle Fox and Doklo.
Which is, okay.
I think that's fine for sure. I think we've always kind of thought... Well, I've definitely always thought low of FBI.
Mm-hmm.
But if he can get to this point getting... I mean, this isn't the first time he's been in the finals getting carried, you know?
Yeah.
But I do think...
Like when he was on Hunter T,
exactly.
Felt like Abadage and Closer were kind of the carries there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think his first game in the series wasn't like terrible. I think he was on the Kai'Sa that game. He didn't look awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's always just kind of just flew under the radar. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not sprinting it most of the time, I guess. So we take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited to see how it goes in the finals. It's C9 versus
NRG in the
finals. NRG then. Okay. So
this I hope will be a good final, but probably a C9 3-0.
I really think so.
Yeah.
And I kind of think it's because of that bot lane. I mean,
yep.
We've got to think that Berserker is going to come out even or ahead basically every game.
Oh yeah, I don't see him ever losing. They just can't ever lose bot lane. I don't think.
Yeah. So, it really depends on how NRG choose to play it.
True. Maybe if they can play through topside and mid. I mean, I wouldn't say that like Palafox is like leagues better than Emenez, but I think that
I wouldn't either.
There's definitely a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think top lane's pretty even. Like Fudge is okay.
Yeah.
He's always been pretty good domestically.
Mm-hmm. I'd say both the top and the in the mid lane are pretty evenly matched. You know, maybe in different matchups it's a little different, but you know,
I think Blabber's got a significant edge over
Closer. Or contracts,
yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to see. I do expect C9 to win it though.
Same.
But if NRG do win, then there's a tweet that's going out to Dokla saying that, you know, I was the one who told him that CLG was the best team in the LCS.
Yep. You manifested this.
He had that shit in his mind. He's like,
I'm doing this.
I've got
man.
It. Yes, sir.
That's his only thought right now.
Yeah.
Doing it for Dan.
Doing it for Dan.
LEC?
Yeah. Let's see. I watched Mad vs. XL.
Yep.
Mad Lions do it again, man.
They found a way.
They were on a 9-game loss streak.
I made note of that, too. Apparently, it had been 55 days since they last won a game. 9-game losing streak before they won. And they are going to Worlds. How does this happen? They can't keep getting away with this, man. Didn't this shit happen last year where they, like, fucking... They didn't win a single best of three, and they made it to... Or best of five, and they made it to Worlds?
Yes, they just...
I don't understand this team, man.
They just do it. They just find a way somehow.
They are the most fortunate team in the world. It's crazy.
This shit's so funny, though.
It really is funny, but they can't keep getting away with this, man. It has to stop. It's almost frustrating because I think that there's better teams out there. Even though they beat XL, which, you know, mm-hmm. good for them. But XL also fucking sucks, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, besides, like, Peach and Oduwamne, mm-hmm. The rest of this team is just really underwhelming most of the time. That being said, I do think that there is some potential. I think Patrick, even though for a while it was like XL's only thing that they had going for them was Patrick, I think he's got to step it up. It feels like he's never able to carry, but I don't know if that's, like... team fighting issues, or I don't know. It seems like even when he's in good positions, like in the game, like where he's ahead, it just seems like he never like can do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
Yeah, I agree. It felt like the first two games, like the XL early game was just nuts, and then they threw it away.
Yeah.
I would
agree
game.
With that. I think XL had the better early game, all three of the games that they lost.
Yeah. I think the last game it seemed like
The last game they definitely got stomped. That's true.
It seemed like it was like mad in control that whole time.
Yeah,
so.
They stomped through top lane that game.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just all over the entire map. But game one, like they quite literally just got AD carry gapped. Karzy was just so much better than Patrick. In a game where they should not have won, to be honest. I don't think, or was that game two? Which one? The game where Karzy carried on Sivir, like late game.
That was game two.
This is true. And honestly, that was like, I think the biggest choke I've ever seen. One of the biggest chokes I've ever seen. From
that game, it felt like XL's like target selection in team fights was like...
horrible.
Buns.
Yeah.
They just kept going on Hilly and like wasting everything on Hilly. I'm like, bro, you cannot. Like this obviously isn't working.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like five head gameplay from Niski because he sprints it so often that they're just like, all right, Niski's in again, or not Niski, Hilly's in again. Like let's just kill him because he's
Yeah. You
know, he's trying to die, so they just focus him because it's like, there he is. It's Hilly. He's doing what he's supposed to. Let's kill him because we have to punish him. He always does this shit. And then meanwhile, Karzy's just in the back throwing some fucking boomerangs.
Yeah.
And it's just killing them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Nasty business.
Mm-hmm.
XL goes down sad. Nothing new. Mad Lions find their way to Worlds again while also being a sorry team. Nothing new.
Sad.
it's just how it goes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Three things in this life guaranteed: death, taxes, and Mad Lions finding their way into Worlds.
With winning the least amount of fucking games as possible.
Literally, just don't even have to win. They just do the bare minimum and they're there.
Uh-huh. Let's see. What else? Did you watch the game today?
I did not.
Okay. I caught the end of that one, but I won't.
Go ahead. We can talk about it. I know the result.
Okay. So I only caught game four, which was the last game.
Yep.
Which G2 win. Right. I think it was pretty close early, but...
They played against BDS, just to clarify.
Oh, yeah, sorry. They played against BDS.
Yep.
It was close early, and then G2 just did G2 things, and yep. Hans just did Hans things. And that's kind of it.
That does not shock me.
Yeah. But that's kind of it, so.
Yeah, I think either of us could have predicted that this one would be a G2 win.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I would ever watch this is if G2 somehow did, in fact, go to Game 5. Or if they somehow took them to Game 5. But anyway, that leads to the LEC bracket of... So, I guess in the winner's bracket semifinal, we have Mad versus G2.
Yep.
Loser's bracket round one, we have XL versus Fnatic, and then BDS versus SK. How is there still more of this going?
I know, there's...
I swore this shit was over.
There's literally so much more.
They've got, like, 3 weeks left.
Literally.
In the LEC split. It doesn't make sense. It's not actually 3 weeks. I think it all finishes up next... Because
it might be... 4 weeks. Hopefully. I don't know, man. I don't know when
are they playing tomorrow? Are any games tomorrow? I feel like there's gotta be, right?
Let me see the schedule.
It's probably G2 versus Mad tomorrow, right?
They don't play till next weekend.
How? Do they play all three games next weekend and then finally?
No.
What?
They play Team BDS versus SK and then XL versus Fnatic next weekend.
So there actually are 3 weeks left?
Yeah. I think, where do they have this semifinals at?
I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering because they're like going to somewhere. And I don't know how much of it's being played there.
So the best of five between Mad and G2 is actually a... It says it's a semifinal, but it's actually the final. It's the winner final.
Yeah.
Which is confusing that it says semifinal.
Uh-huh.
So yep. The winner of that goes to the final.
To the finals.
And the loser of that, yes, is in the loser's bracket final, yes?
God damn, they 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Six series left to play. BO5s left to play. Holy
That's
shit, man.
Crazy.
Alright, okay, so if they do these two next weekend. I'm pulling up the calendar. This is out of control.
It's someone's gotta stop.
So next week, we got XL Fnatic, Team BDS. Okay, and then what? They have the winner's bracket semifinal and the loser's bracket semifinal. Okay, so it won't be till the 9th and the 10th where they'll probably play the loser's bracket finals in France where they're like hosting the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the finals there. So it's got to be like the 9th and 10th. And I think World starts like the next week. I think it starts the 18th is what I saw, but I don't remember. I might be wrong.
Besides having the... That'd be weird if it started the 18th. I feel like it usually starts in October sometime, doesn't it?
Someone said that. It was either September or October. I don't remember.
Early October. Either way. This is absurd. I mean, I guess it's not that strange, though, because last year the LCS finished around September 10th, because that's when we went.
Yeah, let's see. They don't have in here when it's October 10th through the 19th, but they don't have when the Rift Rivals thing is.
Oh, the EU versus NA thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know when that will be. I think it probably depends on when this finishes up.
I'm looking on the LoL Esports at the article, and it doesn't say anything.
Okay. Huh. You know, maybe it just won't happen.
Mm-mm.
It's just not gonna happen. They it's done.
Don't you dare say that.
It's done. Sorry, Dan.
You're done.
I'm done. Anyways, did you watch more games, LCK?
Yeah, I watched the T1 versus KT Rollster. Let me pull up the notes. All right, it goes 5 games. Game 1, there are 8 support bans. Of the 10 bans, 80% of them are support. I think that's really funny.
It is really funny.
This forces Lee Hands on Singed. The cashier said that what's it called? You know what it's called. His Singed is 100% win rate.
Oh, yes. They said it's 100% win rate. Not that it smells.
Yes.
Bad.
Not that it stinks. I said, T1 wins. Faker is back. Goomba's nuts. Zeus is nuts. Zeus on Aatrox is crazy. Goomba on Zeri is also fucking crazy. And Faker was unable to be CC'd this entire game, it felt like.
Nice. they can't CC Faker. He's got CC immunity.
Mm-hmm. Game 2, KT for some reason allow Aatrox and Azir through again. And they get smoked.
Deserved.
Yep. agreed. Game 3, KT make a comeback and are able to win this game. They shut down Zeus top on Aatrox, which they seemed like they really needed to do. And then Faker on Kass mid did not feel very good.
Pog. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I feel like Faker... Wait, was it Cassadin or Cassiopeia? That could be two different Casses.
Cassiopeia.
Yeah, I figured it was Cassiopeia. But I think Cassiopeia is... Yeah, no shoes. She can't buy them.
It's crazy that he didn't buy any.
True. Yeah, I mean, it's not crazy because she can't,
no,
she can't buy them.
No, it's fucking crazy.
She doesn't have feet, Dan. No feet. No boot. No feet,
you could
no
be
boots.
Like, you could
no
be
feet,
like
no
fucking...
Put it on your hand.
the Flying Dutchman in SpongeBob where he puts the ghostly sock on his ghostly tail.
She could do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like a... I don't know what I was going to say. I give up.
It's a lore thing.
It's a lore thing. yeah, lore nerds know we do not.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Agreed.
All right, game 4. We have Ryze top for Keen. I think this is a great game by KT, but also Nico looked kind of fucking buns this game. I don't know why.
Who
it's
was
like
on the Nico? Was it BDD?
It was Faker, yeah. Huh. But Rell looked fucking broken.
I'm assuming that's Carrier.
No, it was in the Bungle.
Please start specifying who is playing these champions, Danny.
the jungler for KT.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I know who their jungler is, but when you're just saying it doesn't make much sense to me. You know what I mean?
No, I got you.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like the Nico is very 50-50.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge fan of it overall, but I think if you're a really good player, it's fine. I know Faker playing it, you know, that's like a really good player, but I feel like he's not mechanically as gifted. Not that you have to be with Nico, but I really think the comp around her has to be able to like really capitalize on her ultimates, and I think that's like the strong suit of the Nico in like pro plays, her ultimate. Not the fucking the gimmick with the clone or whatever it may be with like the fucking just sitting there as like something when you're not actually that thing, or I don't think that helps enough. I think it really is her ultimate and just the complete fucking massiveness of it.
I think that just like what's it called? It seemed like Faker when he did play it, he was just like perma something else.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, if that's like, I feel like that's kind of, it's got to be like a part of the play style. Whether or not it does anything, you know.
I think...
I've seen it a couple times where it's like, they, you know, are able to, like, get out of a situation or like, slightly, you know, fake out the enemy team for a second, which sometimes that's enough, but you know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think the like the pretending to be something else, like being like or having two of like the same champion really helps if you're like walking into a fight. Say both teams are like walking towards Dragon Pit for a fight. If they see like two of like an engaged champion, they're gonna be like, fuck is that, like which one's which. as long as you know there's nothing glaringly obvious that separates the two. But I with that being said, I don't know if that's like what separates Nico from like other champions, like let's say like Lissandra in pro play. You know, I really do think it's the ultimate. And I think you really just have to be like good at finding the angle with the ulti.
Yeah,
and maybe Faker's just not good at that.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. And then game five, I thought game five was great. Very back and forth. And like every objective was stolen. It felt like. But T1 go away with the win here. I don't remember. Now they play Gen G, right? Or they play Gen G last night.
They played Gen G last night.
This morning, or whatever the fuck it was.
Both can be true.
Yeah.
They did play Gen G.
Mm-hmm.
And we will probably talk about that next week, I assume.
Yeah, yeah. I have yet to watch it, but I'm glad that I had some time to catch up from, you know, all my... catch up on all the games.
Yeah, I also was able to do some of that yesterday. It helped. It's been a little busy for me lately, so
yeah, I agree.
It's been nice to catch up. Now we have our major region top four that we kind of went over, a little while ago. Do we want to talk about that?
LEC's not like there yet,
fuck,
so
right. There's still fucking 7,000 teams still in it. So
yeah,
I guess
we should be at the top four.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Yeah. What else you got to talk about, Dan? No pressure.
I was gonna say, I think you just put some pressure on me.
I
gotta find out.
I relieve you of the pressure.
LEC versus LCS 2023. Esports.net, maybe. Oh no, that's not it.
It's not it.
I'm trying to. I want to see when that is. Blah blah blah.
I agree with that.
The 4 seed from the LEC season finals and the 4 seed from the LCS summer playoffs fighting a spot to play in the worlds. We know Golden Guardians made it.
True.
to that.
I can we can talk about the teams that qualified. I do have that here, like that.
It's well, we only have Golden Guardians right now.
Oh, just for NA, yes.
Yeah.
The whatever team is fourth place out of the six teams left in Europe is the team that will face Golden Guardians.
Yeah. Swiss stage. Yeah, it's got to be before the Swiss stage, so I don't know. Which that's October 10th, so I'm not sure exactly when.
It's probably like a week after LCS or LEC wraps up. I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah, it's like got to be.
Makes sense. Do we want to predict who's going to face GG then?
Okay, so it's the fourth place team. All right, Lance. Yeah. Let me go back to LoL Esports real quick.
Now, I'd like to clarify, I do believe Mad Lions locked in second seed.
Through world points?
I don't think they can be below third seed. I think at the very least. So,
got it.
Amongst Mad and G2, they are at least top three. And that's guaranteed. So neither of those two can be the fourth team. So the fourth team can either be XL, Fnatic, BDS, or SK.
BDS, Fnatic, SK. Is that it? Is that it?
XL, Fnatic, BDS, SK. XL, Fnatic, BDS, SK. I'm gonna just assume it's gonna be Fnatic. They're not gonna be good enough to make it to the semifinal of the actual LEC, but they will be good enough to be the fourth team that has to play against NA.
Yeah.
It just seems right to me.
Yeah. Does that follow suit with your prediction?
No, my prediction's it's lost. I mean, I got two of them right probably, but it's Jover.
Jover.
Yeah. My predictions were destroyed long ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check mine, see how it is. I think that's all I got, though, unless you got anything else, Hugh.
Nope, I've got nothing else. I think this was a relatively short one because we haven't been doing much league lately, so...
Yeah.
I do have... I guess I could talk about the ARAM class that we played in yesterday.
How was that?
We got smoked.
hate to hear that.
The playstyle wasn't working. The teammates were trolling. It was just a little bit of everything. And we went 1-2. But we will get our redemption today if we play.
Yeah. I hope so. What time is it? Maybe I'd like to play.
It's in about 5 hours, I think.
All right, I'm in.
Dan's in. We got him. We will talk about that the next time we're here. Then.
Mm-hmm.
Any last words, Danny?
Am I dying?
I mean, I can't guarantee that you'll make it to the next episode, if we're being completely honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any last words?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so great.
Okay. Those are some solid last words. Don't say anything else. Don't say another word. Those are the last ones. Don't. I know you want to. I'm gonna wrap it up. This was Loser's Q. That was Matt. I'm Dan. That was the end. Goodbye.